You are listening to Real World News.
Objectives of the Health Tribunal: incorporate all the information learned to take action. The People's International Health Tribunal was held last weekend in San Miguel Ixhuacan, Guatemala, to expose the abuses of Canadian mining corporation Goldcorp in Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico. The People's International Health Tribunal, held in San Miguel Ixhuacan, Guatemala, last weekend, exposed the impacts of the operation of Marlin Mine in Guatemala, of San Martin Mine in Honduras, and of Los Filos Mine in Guerrero State, Mexico. Grace Garcia, a collaborator of Real World Radio and member of COECO SEIVA, Friends of the Earth Costa Rica, interviewed Aniceto López of the Frente de Defensa Miguelense, one of the organizers of the tribunal. He said that besides Marlin Mine in San Miguel Ixhuacan municipality, there are seven more licenses in the country. He mentioned that a study conducted by Dr. Susana Caxag of People's Health in San Miguel Ixhuacan was decisive to organize the tribunal. Since the information about the tribunal became public, many organizations of the region approached and spread the word. López is concerned that the general public understands the impacts of mining on the territories. The community of San Miguel Ixhuacan has learned them the hard way, but they believe it is necessary to set the example for other municipalities. Unless there is a clear position against mining, mines will continue pressure and to come up with strategies to convince the people, said López. As a result of this tribunal, we need people to appropriate its conclusions. Many times the information is misleading for the general public because when organizations and social movements expose its negative impacts, they contradict what Goldcorp is saying. Even though the health tribunal was not legally binding, the judges are internationally renowned personalities in different areas. Some of them are health experts. The final ruling demanded Goldcorp to suspend all its operations in Central America and to guarantee that its impacts in Guatemala, Mexico, and Honduras will not be repeated. López says it is important that the ruling will be useful for the Guatemalan government to address the mining issue as a problem, because the Guatemalan government is not including this issue in their agenda.
You are listening to Real World News.